Hey everyone, it's Pacific and happy Halloween. This is Z is for Ziggurat, the last and final entry in the Alphabet series. Can you believe it? We made it all the way through. Thanks so much for sticking with us throughout this journey. And hey, stay tuned because we're going to be back next week with an even longer and even more exciting episode. So lots more coming your way. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our sort of season finale. Up next, a quick ad break, and then today's episode. Enjoy.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-7980. Object Class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. A 5-mile security perimeter is to be maintained around SCP-7980 at all times. Anyone approaching the perimeter is to be intercepted and redirected. Use of lethal force against intruders is authorized. Comprehensive video surveillance of the facility's inner and outer regions is to be maintained at all times. Active monitoring by security staff is required during testing and exploration. No staff members are to remain within SCP-7980 longer than 24 hours. Unforeseen events which fall outside the established baseline are to be logged. Direct actions in response to developments within the structure require review and approval of the site director. Broadcasts or other communication anomalies outside standard cycles are to trigger an immediate lockdown. If the phenomenon persists beyond 12 hours, evacuation and cycling of staff is required if possible. Damage and decay are to be logged immediately upon discovery. Repairs require the approval of the site director. Wounds, bleeding, infection, or aggressive growth of SCP-7980 organics are to be logged immediately, and staff cleared from the area pending evaluation. Increase in pulse rate or pressures beyond standard for a period of longer than 1 hour to trigger evacuation of all staff from intersections until rates return to standard levels for at least 2 hours. Staff members capable of becoming pregnant and giving birth must not remain in the intersections of SCP-7980 for periods exceeding 1 hour. Escort by a minimum of 6 security personnel is mandatory for such persons at all times. Security personnel are to respond to attempts to interact with or capture birth-capable staff by immediately evacuating them from the site. A 48-hour quarantine period is mandatory. Staff members exhibiting erratic or aggressive behavior are to be removed and quarantined. Those who exhibit symptoms of infestation by SCP-7980 are to be terminated. If safe recovery of the bodies of infected staff is possible, security personnel are to do so. Samples are not to be held for longer than 48 hours. Incineration is the only approved disposal method. Description: SCP-7980 is a ziggurat located in an underground cave, accessible from a secondary smaller cave system in the country of. Researchers have discovered some similarities to very early Mesopotamian works, but the overall style of the structure does not match any known civilization. Its origin remains a mystery. While the upper levels appear to have been used for religious ceremony, the bulk of the site is a network of mechanical and organic structures whose purpose defies Foundation analysis. These structures extend for a significant distance. Thus far, over 32 kilometers of tunnels and anomalous facilities have been mapped. However, due to the variable and at times hostile nature of certain sections, consistent data collection is difficult. Dating to the facility has also been a significant challenge. The outer section suggests the structure is over 10,000 years old. Research suggests SCP-7980 has undergone various periods of discovery, habitation, and disuse. Geological data from the area indicates that SCP-7980 was at one point located on the surface, but seismic events and shifting climate patterns have partially buried the site. Evidence indicates that SCP-7980 may have been excavated and reburied several times. Information gathered from nearby population centers reveal the whole area is considered cursed and a resting place for various monsters and demons. Probing for information about the site was met with resistance and hostility. However, there is no indication beyond rumor and local legend that these populations have any knowledge of SCP-7980 or its purpose. The lower levels appear to be an amalgamation of mechanical and organic facilities. The technology required to produce such a remarkably advanced construction belies the site's age. Some areas are devoted to rituals or various rites. Others are purely functional and industrial. Many of these areas are still active, though in most cases their purpose is unknown. This is further complicated due to the encroachment of organic and mechanical sections into each other. These regions are constantly growing, damaging, and assimilating each other. Different regions of the site mimic biological and industrial systems, such as circulatory, respiratory, digestive, and reproductive systems. Others provide heating, cooling, forging, assembly, and numerous others. Many of these systems have varying levels of damage or disruption, and attempts to repair them have had very limited success. It is also unclear what sort of energy fuels the site's machinations. Though use of hydraulics, kinetic force, electricity, and temperature cycling have been discovered, SCP-7980 is generally passive, especially in the upper levels, provided intruders do not directly interact with it and are not able to give birth. Persons with functioning ovaries and a womb begin to trigger increasingly hostile reactions, leading to construct formation in extreme cases. SCP-7980 does not appear to possess will or thought, despite containing various neurological and processing structures. Attempts to communicate with it have failed. Data recovered from various locations indicate that SCP-7980 may have been capable of direct communication at one point, though the means are unknown. The site's reactions follow a pattern similar to immune response, with more rapid and more aggressive reactions occurring in more sensitive and deeper sections. Though much of SCP-7980 and its purpose remain obscure, it appears one of its major functions is creation and assembly of various forms of life. These take on an apparently limitless number of forms, some of which are known species such as dogs, cattle, bats, snakes, rats, fish, and others. Some may superficially appear to be common life forms, but are made entirely of non-organic parts, or with random and seemingly nonsensical arrangements of internal and external organics. Some bear no documented analogs, and appear to function outside the principles of biology and physics. These constructs are almost invariably hostile, sometimes even to one another, and do not communicate in any meaningful fashion. Constructs violently attack intruders and recover their bodies, living or dead, to transport to the deepest areas. These constructs are routinely broken down, reabsorbed, and repurposed by SCP-7980 when not actively performing their function. Humans captured by SCP-7980 are integrated with the overall structure of the anomaly, or altered by mechanical or biological means into constructs. Subjects who are able to give birth are almost invariably drawn to the core sections and integrated, acting as assembly and birthing mediums for various constructs and systems until physical degradation. At this point, subjects are then processed by SCP-7980, and their remains are drawn to an as-yet undocumented section of the core. The core is the deepest area of the site, and the most active area of SCP-7980. The majority of the site's facilities appear to support its function. The most important area of the core contains two massive globular structures composed of organic and mechanical material. One has significant physical damage. Due to the extreme hostile response of SCP-7980 to intruders in this area, available data is limited. However, it is theorized these objects act as gestational and/or assembly structures. It is unclear what is intended to be produced by these structures. The damage unit has either failed, or has already released whatever was contained within. Attempts to determine what, if anything, may have emerged from it have failed. This is an ongoing area of concern, as the unit is capable of holding several million tons of mass. The second, undamaged unit remains functional. Attempts to determine the composition or nature of what is inside have met with extremely hostile reactions from SCP-7980, but an oscillating electrical charge has been detected within. Information control in regards to SCP-7980 is considered to be of paramount importance. The isolated nature of the anomaly limits most casual observation and contact, but any information leaks are to be treated as high priority. In addition, leaks connected to groups of interest are to be treated as absolute priority, with full contact liquidation of all levels if necessary. Document, ARC-269-AC, Tablet Transcription. Note, this tablet is an early form of Sumerian, with elements of extremely early Minoan and archaic Chinese script. Translation is ongoing, and this transcription represents the best estimate translation. The tablet itself is a large black rectangular slab of metal with an unknown composition. It is 1.8 meters long, 0.9 meters wide, and 0.3 meters thick. There's no evidence of tool marks anywhere on the surface. Glyphs appear to have been etched into the surface over a prolonged period. These are dull orange in color. Testing has determined that human blood was used to corrode the surface via oxidation over a period of several hundred years.
Long and far from here, before the beginning, the builder of the Father of Old Gods, the womb forge of the unstruck spark, life was made. Soft and hard, wet and dry. It was made in the way of clay and stone. It pleased the beginner of beginnings for a time. In the way of woman and man, of sun and moon, anger bled and rusted into the world. Soon, great eyes and thunder rolled, and hate ate the world. Seas of blood and death, skies of smoke and poison. Death bloomed and swallowed all. Stillness ruled all the land and sky and water. Yet life endured. We speak to you now, the children that will be far and away. No, there is no truth, and the gods lie. All that is, was, or will ever be is but maggots upon the dead god.
Today's episode was brought to you by our patrons. Joining us today was Tobias Jordan, TGZ Thunder, Ash Foxy, Eric Holbrook, Dakota Ellis, Dylan Daugherty, James Rath, and Random Rhyme. Thanks for your support, guys. You help us make this whole thing possible. And, hey, happy Halloween. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. SCP-7980 was written by Dr. Gears. Our script was by Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was John Grills. And Ancient was Atticus Jackson. Our art was done by Eduardo Baldez-Hebbia. Our video was produced by Dakota Miller. Our theme song was by Matt Roy Berger. and our original music was composed by Dana Creason. Our sound designer was Chris Harris-Beachy. Our showrunner was Daisy McNamara. I'm your creative director, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit scparchives.com.